light up. Several years ago, I did a magic convention in Des Moines, Iowa. On the bill with me was John Calvert. John is about 300 years old, but looks like he's in his 60s. Actually, he's not that old, but you would never guess his age if you meet him. I was honored to meet him and share a little time in conversation. He is a legend of magic because he has truly done it all. He's been a movie actor, stuntman, magician. Well, he's still a magician. But the point is, he has a load of experience. After watching my show, he gave me some great advice. He said, "Stand in the light." He referred to my position on the stage. This particular convention was held in a church, so the lighting wasn't the best, and the lights focused on the stage, but the front row of the audience was 15 feet away. Because I work closely with the audience, drawing from their energy, I moved most of my talking material down in the front of the front row. However, there was less light there. John told me after the performance that he kept thinking, "Stand in the light so they can see you." He was right. I was trying to gain a more personal feel with the audience, so I moved closer to them. However, since I was out of the light, I may have lost some of the attention of the back of the audience. It's a tough call, but I probably should have stood in the light. When I do a show and the lighting people asked, "What do I want?" I have a very simple answer. Turn it all on and focus it on me. Of course, there are colored gels and other options that can improve your look on stage, but basically, I want to be standing in the light. Depending on the venue of your shows, you may also want to invest in some portable fill lights. If you get there and the light is horrible, you can fill it with your own equipment. But above all, stand in the light.